He's back.
All right. We just took a lunch break, and now we're going to record a second podcast immediately after. So we still got a special guest, Petey, here. Hell yeah. That was a pretty good lunch, I thought.
Yeah, that was tasty.
Yeah, tasty treats.
That was pretty good.
Yum.
What did we have to eat?
What? Me? Salad?
You having a salad?
Salad. We had salad.
Must be a lie.
Right. I live in the
salad.
Real world.
Tuna salad.
Not the sci-fi.
Yeah.
Potato tuna salad, but instead of mayo, you use Hershey chocolate syrup. Is that what you want to hear? Is that what you want?
Yeah, it's melted marshmallow.
I can't eat a salad?
It's one part tuna, two part marshmallow.
This is fucking bullshit. We talked about this over lunch, guys, that we just had.
You sprinkle some nerds over the top. It's just so fantastic.
Oh, man.
Just like my Nona used to make.
See, I told you it would work itself out.
Yeah, welcome back. Part two,
right after lunch, same day.
This is part of the campaign to bring in another person.
A fourth mic.
We're
doing a rotating.
Because two episodes ago, we had a big dilemma about the show not being funny, and we're trying different angles now. At least I don't think the show's funny.
Right.
Huh?
The Gaza Boy one?
No. Two episodes. It's not up yet, I guess.
No, it is.
It will have been up. It's up.
Is it the one we just posted?
It's our most popular. I say our. I'm taking full possession.
Well, we're doing a...
Welcome, guys.
I don't understand.
We're getting a little... Oh, you want to... He's bringing us in now. Yeah, we're doing like a gimmicky sort of...
It's me, Jamie.
Who?
Huh? What? Which episode? The Gaza Boy?
Yeah, we'll have like a rotating fourth mic.
Mike.
Sort of like a daily show.
Daily show with Mike.
Daily show on the job interview.
My name's Peter, though. It's not Mike.
I don't know if we'll be able to make it to dinner next at the tennis thing.
Dinner's after tennis.
No. Tennis goes till midnight.
No.
That's whatever, dude. Should we get into it? And by it, I mean... Young Sheldon? Like, the dad wears the coolest clothes, honestly. Maybe cooler than some of Tony Soprano's outfits.
Wow.
I can't believe we got into it this early. What episode are you guys on? Huh?
I haven't started, I'm sad to say.
You haven't?
Wait, but the dad is played by...
Bill Ponderosa.
Bill Ponderosa. From Always Sunny.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'll give it a shot.
But
do you have to have seen all 11 seasons of Big Bang Theory to?
I mean,
to
there's 11 seasons.
I don't know. I think
I did,
a lot.
So
right.
I can't say yes or no. But all right, I haven't seen a single Big Bang. I've just seen all of Young Sheldon. Yeah.
Are you gonna roll it into Big Bang and see how the character changes over time?
No.
How many people do you think
it's
there's
kind
like,
of a disservice though?
Right. Do you think there's a lot of viewers who've only seen
people
Young
like
Sheldon?
Me?
Just people like you.
I mean,
like Young Sheldon.
I've been called
Young diehards.
So
only.
Rare that I'm one of a kind. So I don't know, but
I mean, the kid's hot.
The kid.
That brings in a lot of... That's a different demo.
Right.
Right? People who want a hot kid.
No,
right.
But seriously, when I finished the show, like, on Hulu, I think, or HBO, whatever, I went back just to look at the pictures from season one, and it's crazy how much smaller he is. And I didn't even realize. I saw this little boy grow up in front of my eyes.
I know. The inexorable march of time really is.
Cats in the cradle.
And then I looked in the mirror, and I fucking almost shit myself. I dropped my coffee.
But now they brought Frasier back, but there was no young Frasier?
No.
Well, that's Cheers.
That's
young in Cheers, though.
Of course
he's younger.
He is.
I mean, he's younger.
He's young.
But, you know,
yeah,
not
time
really
is relative.
He's not a child.
But not young Sheldon.
He's not a babe,
yeah,
right?
What if they did a young Frasier?
Right. A young Frasier.
No, could play Frasier. Young Frasier.
No, but when Sheldon's that young, he's as smart as Frasier is as he is in Cheers. So it's all about...
But the lore is that Frasier gets smarter by the time Frasier starts.
No, I think he gets more hoity-toity.
That's true, from
right.
being around trying to compete with Niles.
Right.
He's like, you call these tossed eggs?
Tossed salad. There's no...
Yeah, nice. one of the finest recipes.
All right,
there
I say Ric Flair. You say
I'm sorry. I have to carry the Young Sheldon and Cheers conversation. I haven't seen Cheers. You guys do the Cheers material.
Okay. Well, you're doing Frasier material.
Cheers, Frasier. It's the same thing.
No,
couldn't be more different.
11 seasons of each.
Couldn't be more different.
Wow, there were that many seasons of Frasier.
Well, that's why I said 11 seasons of. Yeah, no, Frasier and Young Show or Frasier and Cheers, both 11 seasons.
I'm still pretty sure. It's...
Let's see, Big Bang Theory. What about How I Met Your Mother? You guys like that one?
No, but you did spoil the ending for me.
Never watched it.
No, I didn't.
I'm not a network guy.
No network.
Not a network guy.
Oh, there's some networks in there that are solid. You never watched Cheers?
I never watched Cheers.
You would like Cheers.
Really?
Yes. I think you would.
Is it actually funny?
Yes.
It is funny.
But don't you feel that comedy doesn't age well? Like, that's the thing about comedy, is that it's such a short shelf life.
Yeah, and
I think Cheers holds up.
You don't watch Seinfeld and laugh? I mean,
I guess, but that's, you know, you're picking the number one.
Right, that's the exception to the rule.
Yeah, exactly. The exception proves the rule. You know?
Right.
I think Cheers holds up.
Cheers holds up.
It's pretty straightforward.
I'll give it to you.
It's not really that dated.
Well, it's pretty dated.
There's things.
It's pretty dated. And in another 20 years, will it have. Right. I mean, I'm certainly not watching Abbott and Costello and.
Well, you're missing out.
Busting a stitch.
Right.
You know?
You never saw them take on the
mummy?
What
did bust your stitch, though? Because I know nobody would help take it out of your forehead.
The Shadow.
Oh, just to go off topic for a second? For a second?
He's a master of. What? He can throw his voice. He learned the art of throwing his voice in the Orient. That's literally what his thing is.
Who is that?
I think it's Lamont Cranston, Wealthy Man About Town. It's who, like whose alter ego is The Shadow.
But wait, that's a comedy?
It's an old radio play.
It's an old radio play, not a comedy.
Not a comedy.
And then
comedy.
It became a comic book. Yeah. Pretty popular comic book. And then Alec Baldwin did
what evil lurks in the heart of man.
Yeah.
The Shadow knows.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got a big old nose.
Yeah. The shadows knows.
It's so weird.
Obviously, Lamont Cranstonstein. But
they always leave out his sense of smell is impeccable.
Yeah.
A nose for money.
Off topic. Leanna, who was a temporary fourth mic.
Right, guest on the pod.
Guest on the pod, who, first of all...
had a lot of smart things to say.
A lot of our fans in the comments are calling her a nasty woman and doxing her. Please stop doing that.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Guys,
come on,
please.
That's not what we're doing.
Don't call her a nasty woman. But she realized she was completely in the wrong, so she sent me over a beautiful gift basket
that
today.
Is not true.
Did she send over a gift basket to me today?
It's fantastic.
Did she send me a plant and some, I don't know what those food things were.
But did you eat them?
Yeah. It's pretty good. I ate one. There was like three or four. Did she send a gift basket to me?
She sent a gift basket because you were so emotionally crushed that you sent her a VHS of The Mask.
Right.
No, I sent her a VHS of
which,
The Mask.
Which you've done multiple times to women as an apology, which I think is really
weird. First of all, everyone knows women love Jim Carrey.
Anytime he upsets a woman, he's like, you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah, what about this classic 1996 comedy?
Right.
She's going to love the VHS version of The Mask.
I knew you guys were going to be nasty women about this.
No. You're what?
I'm more of a Son of the Mask guy.
Yeah, I bet you are. You were in that club.
You son of a mask.
Yeah, so she realized she was wrong and she sent over a gift basket. Is it enough? Time will tell.
Maybe we'll never know.
I think ultimately we can all say that there has been an olive branch extended on both sides.
Right, Started by you. Did you not send her a VHS?
Yeah, but
the
I
mask?
Did to rub in her face that I'm more wealthy than her. I just buy vintage collectibles
vintage
on a whim,
right.
Without even second guessing it, because I got it like that.
No, that's why you did that.
Huh?
No, you did it because she mentioned that she was dying for a copy. She just got a VHS player.
Yeah, because when she said she was dying for it, I thought I meant if she got it, she would die. That's why I got it.
Right. Like the ring.
Guys, please stop calling her a nasty woman in the comments.
Okay. All right. All right, I'm glad we got that squared away.
Yeah, but back on topic.
I feel like the waters are even more muddied now.
So it's canon that we're just coming back from lunch after we recorded that last podcast. Yeah. I mean, why are we even doing them as two separate podcasts? We should just edit them together.
Well, then it would be like, it's going to be like a three-hour long podcast that no one's going to sit through.
Right.
An hour is a slog.
But would they lay through it?
Will they what?
Lay through it. If they're not going to sit through it, will they lay through it?
Lay through it.
You have to understand that one. That's a timeless joke.
Or it's like a book on tape, you know? You don't sit down and listen to 55 hours of a book on tape, you know?
You do it in parts.
You do it in parts.
Yeah.
It's true. Some people, yeah. I don't know. I just, when you see the time stamp.
Times
it's
new.
It's more of a commitment.
You get intimidated.
Yeah. When I see anything over an hour, if it's like an hour 20, I'm like, what?
But also, I get disappointed when things are under 20 minutes on YouTube.
I think you don't look. I think you just hit play. You know what I mean? It's like if you are an audiobook guy, I don't know if you guys are audiobook guys, but
I am.
You look at something like, you know, well, at least I listen to Middlemarch, George Eliot's Middlemarch.
Yeah.
And that's,
she's
I think,
great.
Like
she's
55
great.
Hours or something like that.
Wow. Really?
For the audio
book. That long a book?
Who,
so
what?
Long.
Wait, what
Middlemarch.
Book?
Middlemarch.
What book is that?
George Eliot. It's a
classic.
Kind of a classic,
George
probably
Eliot.
Her best, most well-regarded novel. About life.
Of course.
In the Regency period.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but written.
Fair.
In like the late 19th century,
right?
So about a different time period
it's,
than when
it's
the author
pretty far
was
out
alive.
There. You would love it, honestly. Someone like you would love it.
It's a great book.
Let's dial down the patronizing.
Is it patronizing to say you would love a
what
classic?
Was the last audio book you guys listened to?
The last thing that I finished. The last thing that I finished. Or no, the last thing I just listened to, Tales of the Alhambra,
whoa,
by Washington Irving.
I listened to Tales of Space Junkie,
because I went to the Alhambra, in Granada, España.
You've already talked about that.
How was it?
Yeah, I mean, well, not at length, but
how was it?
It's cool. It's really interesting.
What is it? Just a bunch of short stories?
It's like a travelogue, about. But like an entertaining travelogue in the way Washington Irving was the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to Spain in the 1800s, you know, in the Regency period, I think early 1800s, something. So,
I mean, you really only use Regency for England.
For anything.
For England.
Right. I get it. I get it.
There was King Regency.
No, but in Spain, I think they were, at the time, they were saying Regency also. No, I don't know. It was like it was the mid 19th century, and he travels from Seville to Granada and spends, I don't know how long, some months or years at the Alhambra as like as the ambassador, for the U.S.
Nice.
And he just tells all these like story, and he fell in love with the place. You know, there's like plaques and statues all over Spain for him, and he just.
Do people still do travel like books? I feel like that's like a lost art.
Totally,
you know, like Bruce Chatwin or something.
Right.
Well, was it more
in Patagonia?
Was it more common when the world was a little less explored and communication was a little less
easier?
So it's sort of like here's a little look
here's
at this
window.
Place that you
here's
wouldn't have otherwise unless I told you about it.
Right. It does make sense.
The last audio book I was into was the one Mickey sent me. The Brian Gerwertz, There's Just One Problem, the wrestling book. A lot of good stories out of that one.
Yeah.
Highly suggested. And then before that was Blood Meridian.
Oh.
Cormac McCarthy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Rest in peace.
That
Rest
one was rough.
Peace. Yeah, it was tough.
That's a rough one.
Death Hilarious. Remember that one? Remember that? We're talking about like the Indians riding towards them wearing all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
It's like probably the most famous passage from...
Death Hilarious.
Death Hilarious.
55 hours on Middlemarch? I mean, I'm pretty sure. I have the book at home. I threw that out. Right.
And it seems now that I may be completely wrong.
I don't know.
Maybe
no,
it's 35.
Certainly,
it's,
right.
Okay,
it's a long book.
Look, it took forever.
Right.
I was listening to it as like a, you know, my
But again,
my
different. You don't look at that. Yeah, I'm not looking
but I'm not,
at
you know,
I mean,
that,
I do look at book times. Like
sometimes you're excited.
Right.
You know, I don't have to think of a new book for a while.
Right.
I'm going to get to jump into this.
Right. I do like when a book is 12 or under because I feel like I could do it in a couple days or a week and I just feel like I'll really, it'll all
right.
sink in, you know. I get intimidated by a long.
Yeah. Oh, I thought all new books were longer.
It depends.
Yeah.
Depends on the book.
Longer than 55 hours?
No, but longer than 12 hours.
Right. Well, it depends on the book. It depends on the length of the book.
But the average is 8 to 12 hours.
Refer to the previous statement.
But according to my research, it's 8 to 12 hours is the average.
Hmm.
Hmm.
How long would the dictionary be?
56
in every language ever.
Wow.
And then they do it backwards once they get to the end.
And now the Z's. I did not reverse Peter's audio on that, folks. That
was just pure talent.
That was just pure talent.
An homage to Ace Ventura.
Right.
Two Jim Carrey movies mentioned already.
There we go.
Huge.
I mean, American classics.
What's better, The Mask or Ace Ventura?
For me, Ace Ventura. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I guess everybody. I guess for everybody. Sorry, I didn't mean
The Mask is good, but you know, Ace Ventura. I mean, look at the sequels.
Ace Ventura holds up way better.
You know, people responded more to that.
Yeah.
Came first, right? Then The Mask. Ace Ventura, then The Mask.
Yes.
Right.
Ace Ventura was his first.
Because The Mask is more of a little kids movie.
Yeah.
Is
oh, no, 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 I'm sorry. His first movie was Earth Girls Are Easy with Jeff Goldblum and one of the Wayans brothers.
Right. Well, I'm sure he was, as a lead?
Yeah. Yeah, as like a solo lead comedian, yeah.
Right.
I think he did a lot of background work, though.
I'm sure.
Cameron Diaz in The Mask. Formative experience.
How so?
Unreal. Yeah.
How so?
Unreal.
I don't remember.
I've just never seen true acting like that before.
Right.
Oh, that's
good.
What you mean.
She was good. Yeah, I was like, I have to be an actor now.
Right. Next
and then
level.
She rolled that right into Something About Mary.
Right.
That's a good movie. I stand by that.
Great stuff.
You know when you're about to go on a date, so you jerk off, but then your date finds your cum in your hair, and then she puts it in her hair?
Yeah. Well, it was hanging by his ear, which I was like so confused about
like
as a kid.
I mean, it's not, you know, I mean, it's a classic Fairly Brothers, just bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. But I did, I feel what DB felt, where sort of like, is that normal? Like, because I was a kid, it wasn't
Same
really much of a, you know, I didn't really have a lot of experience with any of that, so I was like, is that... Should it be that?
Right.
You know, I don't know.
But
projectile?
Then once I started jerking off, I was like, something about Mary had it all wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Just
that movie
dust
was
comes out.
Way off.
Just a little bit of dust.
Well, that's what it is now.
Yeah, it's just like one of those toy guns where you shoot it and then the flag comes out that says bang. But that happens to my penis hole.
Right.
DB.
Sounds painful.
Got that
Clip
installed.
That.
Sure.
Clip it.
Put it on the TikTok.
Clip it.
Welcome. I guess it's hard to record right after lunch after you just recorded.
It was a heavy lunch, too. And it's canon.
That's canon.
That's canon.
Now it's officially canon. Okay. DB?
Well, you wanted to record because you were talking about something specifically.
What were we talking about?
I think the restaurant thing. And then after that,
you're talking about girls on playing guitar on YouTube.
Oh, right. Yeah, what were you talking about?
Yeah, you're talking about girls playing guitar.
Yeah.
I was saying there's this new fad of YouTube shorts where girls with their boobies hanging out are playing guitar.
But that's not a new fad. That's every thumbnail for every popular YouTube. You know what I mean? Every single genre has a hot girl scantily clad doing anything you want.
But this is different because it's guitar playing.
But why is that different?
Yeah. It couldn't be more different.
There's like welders who are doing it in bikinis. Very unsafe.
Right. That's different. These ladies took it to the next level.
You know, people record podcasts in fucking floaty pools, little inflatable pools.
Right.
The Twitch streams.
So, right, the Twitch streams, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's not playing guitar, dude.
But it's the same idea.
I feel like we're saying the same thing, but...
No. What do you think the deal is with it?
When the girl's in the hot tub, she's like trying to lay thirst traps.
Oh, and these guitarists are not trying to lay thirst traps?
No, these guitarists just happen to be pretty ladies that are dressed however they want, dude.
Just busting out with talent.
They just happen to be busting out with talent.
Full of talent.
Look, as a feminist, I'm going to get you canceled. But as your friend, boobies. Yeah, I'm so stuffed from lunch. Cannon, that cannon lunch. We had a fucking cannonball for lunch.
I mean, is a cannon lunch where you just open your mouth and they just fire food right into your gullet?
Right, that's
or
cannon.
Is it like you have all canned food? Tuna, sardines, a lot of fish, just like...
Tinned fish.
Peaches.
Thank you.
Millions of
canned
peaches.
You've seen those canned, like full-blown cheeseburgers with buns and everything? You just pull out a straight cheeseburger out of a fucking can.
Is that true?
Yeah. Spam.
Spam does that. No, that is a thing. I think I've seen that. You pop a can and it's just a full cheeseburger.
I bet that would be better than Louie's Burger. You hear what I said?
No, wow.
Let's
get into it.
Louie's lunch is so special to me.
Louie's was good.
Louie's is great.
They invented the hamburger.
Which already turns me off so much.
That turns you off.
That they would claim something so fucking insane.
Why is it insane?
Like, it's bad enough when places claim, like, world's best coffee or world's best whatever, you know? That's already insane. But to take it to the next level of insanity and say they invented it? What?
They were the first to do it.
They were the first to claim they invented the hamburger?
What were they the first to do? Put
ground beef on bread. Yeah, as a sandwich.
Why is it called a hamburger?
Does it
have anything to do with Hamburg, Germany?
Oh, it does not.
They would know, right? Because they invented it?
I mean,
they're going to be like, our great-grandmother's name was Ham. And
Hamburger.
Did you guys ever watch the Perry Mason remake?
On HBO with the guy from The American with Matthew Reese.
With Matthew Reese.
Yeah. I only
bring it up because it's a pretty serious show.
Perry Mason.
Katy Perry. No, I'm not bringing it up because of our abortive quiz night last night, or I guess this morning. I don't know what's canon as far as the temporal. But no, I bring it up because the DA in it is named Hamilton Burger. And they call him Ham, and it's like, no one ever comments. As far as I can tell, in the show, no one ever says your name's Hamburger. Like, that was just like, and it's like, it's a very serious show. It's like some like grisly murders and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's like the DA is like, I'm Hamburger. Well, like, you got to talk to the district attorney, Hamburger. What? I mean, they probably do bring it up in the first season, and maybe I didn't notice it.
Don't come for me.
Right.
You know,
right. Don't come on, verse.
Ghanaians.
Right.
Ghanaians, do not come for me.
Right.
I didn't watch the first season that closely. It was definitely a half on the phone, half, you know, one eye on the screen.
Yeah.
Half on the phone, half in the bag.
Right.
But still,
it's a crazy thing for like a serious show for someone to have like one of the dumbest gag names I've ever heard.
Right. I didn't pick up. I watched the first season for sure, but also like maybe half asleep in bed. I watched it. It was my bedtime show.
The fucking mayor of Mexico City is named Case Adilla. Mr. Adilla. Mr. Case Adilla.
Ham. They call him Ham.
They call him
His
Ham.
Name's Hamilton.
I know. If they insist on calling him Hamilton, fine. And then it's for the super fans to go, well, if you shorten that,
right.
I think you'd have something pretty goofy. Right. But they call him Ham.
It's crazy Perry Mason wasn't on the case.
Right.
He couldn't figure that one out.
I had fun playing tennis last night.
That was super fun.
Before both these pods we just did.
Oh, okay. Right. So all today. This happened. Right. Yeah. Played tennis.
Did you have fun playing tennis, EB?
I didn't play.
You just watched? What'd you think? Were we good?
No.
We were not good?
Not good at all.
Do you have any pointers?
Yeah, put the racket down. Put it down and walk away.
Got him. Yeah.
Got him.
What about for me, though?
No, that was for you.
That was for you.
That was for you. You what? Son of a bitch.
I just Perry Masoned you, dude.
My eyes were closed. I couldn't tell who you were looking at.
Yeah.
All right.
The defense rests.
I'm more of a yeah and guy, but we do no buts. That's fine.
Did it not work out? Like, were they trying to reboot it to get our generation early? So, like,
I think
when
it's
we
just
get
another
old?
One of these things where they were like, "This was a super popular show in its day," and I think they got some pretty smart people. I think Robert Downey Jr. was originally supposed to play Perry Mason, and that's why Team Downey, which is him and his wife, their production company, were producers on the show, but he dropped out. Then Matthew Rhys came in, so I think HBO felt they had something really special. You know, he's coming off of. He's sick of being an Avenger. He's sick of being Iron Man. He's ready to do something for TV. We're doing Perry Mason. They were super hyped.
I wonder why he dropped. That.
I think it. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if I know the inside scoop on that.
He's
one.
Good at picking the right roles, though.
Yeah,
I liked him a lot.
Doctor Doolittle.
I liked him a lot.
Who could forget his Doctor Doolittle?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.'s Doctor Doolittle.
Did you like his Sherlock Holmes? Movies?
No.
I didn't see them.
No, those are Guy Ritchie. Yeah.
Those are really stupid because he's like being really analytical about fighting. It's like one of the dumbest things where he's like, I next it will be a thumb in his eyeball and then a punch to his solar plexus and then I will twist around and karate chop him in the gonads. You have never seen this?
Right.
He's always doing this thing.
Remember. Yeah, right. That's what it was. Well, because it's Guy Ritchie, so it's action.
Right, but how do you make Sherlock good at fighting? It's because he's analyzing where to punch somebody. Right. I don't think it's that complicated.
Right.
I mean,
I think the head is a pretty good call.
Right.
I'm no genius. I'm not the greatest detective the world has ever known.
But
I think
honestly,
if you hit them repeatedly on the head, you've got a good chance of winning.
It would just be nut shots.
Right.
The whole time,
every
to
time.
Be honest. That's the most effective punch.
Head body.
Just
head body.
Nuts.
I didn't like those, Robert. But wait, is this the Perry Mason HBO, it's well received?
It's canceled.
Oh, it's canceled.
It's canceled. Oh, yeah. It's
like
canceled.
Me Too canceled.
No, right, yeah.
It was the hamburger thing was one.
A bridge too far for mature audiences, for the HBO audience.
Right.
No, it's not coming back for a third season. I mean, they completely changed out their whole like showrunner team from one season to the next.
Right. I guess
if you watch them both, they have totally different
vibes,
feels, different tone. And I think
what's a show we can reboot like Perry Mason? Oh, Columbo.
Columbo.
We just need a crooked eyed guy.
What's funny is actually Matthew Rhys was in a Columbo remake. Very little watched.
Really?
Columbo remake starring Matthew Rhys. Yeah, I forget when. I think it was for. A network, I'm pretty sure.
This guy's really going for the elderly market.
Yeah.
Well parents are
money. Columbo, another one. I mean, it makes sense, you know?
Right.
People love it. But, right. Jeffrey Reiner was the director on this remake of Columbo.
Oh.
That's how I know.
Oh.
No, it could be a good reboot we could do. Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
What if we rebooted it?
Yeah, that could be good. With like,
so it's basically the same script, but
same script.
Three fourths of the characters are trans.
Right, right. Regina George.
Greenlit.
Regina George is fat this time.
We get this greenlit right now.
That would be so.
She's not
sick.
Fat.
She's fat.
It's the blonde lesbian girl from Sex Lives of College Girl, Sammy. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait,
there is a mean girls reboot that. Seems
that
like it is like the
today.
Same script.
Oh, there is. Oh,
at lunch during lunch.
Yeah, during lunch, me and Peter watched it. He already saw it at a previous lunch he had.
Yeah.
Wait, and Regina George is fat?
No, it's he thinks.
Oh, it's the blonde lesbian from Sex Lies of
Yeah, is she fat? No.
Maybe she put on some.
No, she's thin as a gin.
She's not, dude.
She's gin thin.
She's
She looks like she could do some takedowns, some ground and pounds.
What, like hamburgers?
Yeah, like, she could take. Wait, and the remake. Wait, the re- that's for sure.
But it literally it seems like Hamilton it's like the same right. Script, yeah, same the, story the and everything.
But yeah. and it's a movie.
Yeah, and Tina Fey stars in it, and Tim Meadows.
I'm not really sure what's going on. Is it? It's for Hulu or something? I don't know.
Oh,
what.
The preview didn't say anything about that. I don't think.
Oh wow.
I don't really know what is the purpose.
But it's
of
not
it.
A TV show. It's a movie.
It's
just
a
straight.
Tim Meadows is in it again.
Love it.
Tina Fey is in it again.
Love it.
They got John Hamm to be a teacher.
You know, he loves Tina.
He loves Tina.
Tina loves him.
Yeah.
They got some fat bitch to play Regina George.
She's not fat, dude.
I thought she was a little.
Oh.
She had a little too much hanging out with, too much with Hamm.
New Ghostbusters trailer dropped today.
Oh, with the ladies?
No.
Oh, I'm going to skip it then.
What, kids? No, we are. Oh, is it a sequel to the kids one?
It's a sequel to the kids one.
Sequel to Paul Rudd?
Yeah. And it's like all of them are in it now. So it's like kids and old people
and
teaming
women.
Up.
But no,
ready
women?
For the title?
Kid
no, there's a woman in it that looks like Kate McKinnon.
Bust
I don't know
kids.
The actress's name.
I'm finna ghost bust.
No, I wish it was that.
Bust it makes me feel good. Ghostbusters with kids.
No.
Slime her. He's underage.
Slime
her. Right. It's called Frozen Empire.
Okay.
I'm more of an Empire Records guy.
And
I'm more of a Frozen guy.
The preview is just a mist coming to New York and everything's getting frozen. So it literally looked like the trailer for A Day After Tomorrow.
Right.
And then, you know, it shows all the cast looking at something with worry.
Did anybody...
You sure this wasn't like a Funny or Die, like fake trailer?
Real trailer, brother.
Brother said something.
Frozen Empire.
Right. I love movies.
It looked not so good. It
looked like a tasty treat, I thought.
Did anyone see the one with the kids?
I didn't.
No.
I didn't.
I saw the one with
like
the ladies.
Afterlife.
Afterlife.
Which is a bit... Look, the subtitles have got to go.
Right.
The subtitles have got to go.
I mean, Bustin' makes me feel good.
Bustin' makes me feel good.
Ghostbusters with kids.
Sing it, DB, for us.
Bustin' makes me feel good. Look at those kids.
That better than I could have done. I always wanted... I think if they were going to do a third Ghostbusters movie...
Bring back
here's my
babies.
Pitch. Ready?
Okay.
Here's my pitch. Pay me later. It should have been when, you know, after Ghostbusters 2 is usually when a third one will happen. And what it should have been that each Ghostbuster franchised and is running their own Ghostbuster team.
Oh.
Okay? Hear me out. Winston Zeddemore's is the best. Like, it's the most professional, most on top. Peter Venkman's is the worst because they're just about being the celebrity. His team is like half-assed, not well-trained. Egon doesn't have his own team, but he's mostly into the research and development of new technologies and ghosts and paranormal. And Ray can have his own team too. And they're like, you know, maybe Egon and Ray have their own team. I never really fleshed that out.
Okay.
But let's say...
I like that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's have two of them be on the same
team.
Right.
Two
that,
of
like,
them
they're,
say,
and they're
right.
still in New York.
Right.
And like Ray that. Is using... Has a smaller team, but is like on the fringe science that Egon is developing.
Right.
Right. So
more
Egon's developing this cool new shit. Ray's team is the ones who are the experts on the equipment and are like testing the new stuff. And it's like now it's a crisis that doesn't take place on New York. It's taking place nationwide.
Mm.
So then you have like Venkman and Winston's and their team. They all have to now come together and fight this thing across America. Because like Winston's team will be in California. Venkman's team might be like in Florida or like some like... Maybe even in the Caribbean, like, you can have a throwaway joke, like, yeah, I'm running the team for tax purposes, like in the Caribbean, right. You know, and you have this coming together of like three younger generation teams, so you have a ton of space for cameos and new actors to come up, and you have the like qualified running a good ghostbusting team. Then you have Venkman's team, who's like all about the celebrity of it,
right?
Not so good
at TikTok.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. Maybe social media.
Maybe one
of
the really good teams, and one of the good teams ends up being the villain of the thing, because what they're doing is actually they're bringing in ghosts to bust them themselves, and that's why they look so good, why they have a great clearance rate, because they've figured out a way to create, you know, paranormal entities, and then they create one that gets, you know, out of hand, and then they all have to go and defeat this one that's like too big for them to deal with. But have we already done this or no?
No, that's good, but let me just tweak it a bit. I wouldn't want a Ghostbuster to be evil necessarily,
right?
But it could be, I mean, because Venkman's team is so inept and not knowing what they're doing, really, because they're poorly trained by him and they're focused on the celebrity of it,
right,
that they let something get out of hand.
Right. Okay.
But they all learn something from each other. So like Winston's team Winston's team is about doing the job and doing it right, and they're not really good at being the celebrities, and they're not really good at being in the public eye as being a Ghostbuster team. But like Venkman's team is on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, but they both come to a point where they're lacking in this certain technology to really get a leg up on this new problem. That's where Ray and Egon's team comes in and properly trains them. And each one of the teams brings their own piece to the puzzle where they can all learn and then team up against this nationwide threat.
Right.
Ghostbusters 3, the franchise.
Nice.
That would be the subtitle.
My only problem is you didn't bring up Rick Moranis once.
Okay, you got me there. Louis Tully would be doing the taxes for Venkman's team
in the
Caribbean.
He'd never be in
slightly anti-Semitic, but go on.
He's retired. Their tax attorney.
He's retired. Right.
He's retired. He'd never
right.
be in it.
Well, he is their tax attorney.
Write him
attorney
out. He's dead.
Those are your words, not mine.
He died of leukemia. Write him out.
Right. Well,
hero dad Rick Moranis?
He's their tax attorney.
Whoa,
in the second
okay,
movie.
Dude, I heard you.
So, well, maybe he just like right, because he's famously not working anymore,
right?
Because he's
he would come back if the script was
hero
good
dad
for
Rick
GB3.
Moranis.
He would come back,
I think, for GB3.
Hero dad. Well,
if he could be Louis Tully,
cameo
yeah.
where he gets like punched in the face out of nowhere.
What?
Isn't that what happened to him or something, yeah, right? Yeah. What's that story?
he got fucking punched. Clocked. He right. got like
they're like, fuck the, hero dads.
What do you call it? The like knockout boys? He got like,
oh, the knockout game, yeah.
On the fucking
right.
streets of New York.
Yeah, happened to a friend
just
of mine.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. Maybe that's how the movie starts.
Right.
And it's a ghost.
And it's a ghost.
I got a movie pitch.
Yeah.
Well, wait, honestly.
Yeah. Are you making fun of Sammy the way he says hostage?
No, I said honestly weird. Good GB3 premise? No.
I mean, I'm
yeah.
in. As I say, I mean, I think you know you're.
I can see
I
Leslie
don't know if
Jones
I wanna
crushing
have, like,
that.
Our Act 3 be about training, but I think there can be an Act 2.
Right. Definitely.
Think, you know what I mean?
No.
I
act 3 is
Act 3. We have to get. You know, we have to get. I think there's got to be. We need some. I think you need conflict between the Busters.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Is that Winston's team is going to be mad at Venkman's
right.
team
tension.
For not knowing their shit.
Right.
And then when.
But
and
I think
then,
honestly, being inept. You know, I need a little more motivation. I think they need to be bad. I think they need to know what they're doing, and they know that it's bad. But it's for the Flash. They want to, you know, they're
right.
They're
filming
they're doing,
a new, like
they're
they have
doing,
like a Ghost
got a,
Hunters
right.
TV
yeah,
series,
exactly.
like one of those
right.
things.
And,
where
and they need
one of them work
they
for
need
the ghosts,
and they need
right, they
more
need
and more
Wait,
difficult.
What if
ghosts
one of them is
defeat?
A ghost and he's been infiltrating the team?
I mean, that's one way to do it for
right.
sure. Maybe
but
he's
like I've been dead for years.
Yeah, that's I mean, what a twist.
They need the content.
But they need the content, and so, but they, and they,
right.
and they
so
keep,
then
it
has
they
a powerful
they
modern
more
message
more,
about
have,
the danger of social
that
media.
They can always defeat
That's
it,
how you get a green
some,
right.
you know, amulet or some fucking bullshit.
Right.
And then this, the amulet, whatever they have,
no,
doesn't
no,
work
no, no,
on
no
some
amulets.
Great
no
evil.
Amulets.
Well, you know what I mean. Right. Something.
Yeah, or just, two amulets.
Yeah,
how
two,
about this?
Three
that
amulets.
They've been using.
At least, okay, you know, four, but that's max.
Because they don't.
I'm not going any higher than four.
Because they don't know what they're doing, they're using the ecto containment chamber wrong.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I mean, look, we'll work on it. All right,
yeah,
Max, you got to. We're all pitching movies, so think,
right.
Sammy, think of a
well,
movie.
Well, this is kind of the dumbest fucking
Everyone's,
idea I've ever
we're
had.
All
but
pitching movies.
It's in a prison, and then all of a sudden, like a helicopter flies overhead, like a bunch of helicopters or a giant plane.
Right.
And they drop a million weapons down to the prison yard, and
right.
then it turns like a whole melee thing.
Right.
And then it's called Retard Island. Retard okay, so. Island based on a true story.
Okay, so
and I'm not taking any notes.
Okay, I'm not giving notes. I want clarification. So yeah, the all the prisoners are retarded. And the prison's on an island.
You find out the prison's in the on second an island. Act, the island itself is a character that is mentally challenged.
The island is retarded.
Retard island.
Right. Oh, you thought this was an island of retards? No, the island is retarded. No, right.
It's actually all Mensa and, people are the prisoners.
Right. The prisoners are very smart.
Right.
It's the island that is neurodivergent.
All smart people are on a retarded island.
Right.
I think that's how the plane ends up dropping the weapons.
Right.
Because what the island calls, he's like, "Can you send weapons, please? Drop them on me." Okay. And they're like, "Excuse me, sir, are you a deaf person?" He's like, "Oh, I can see why you can think that, but no, this is the retarded voice, not the deaf voice." And they're like, "Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
You must get that all the time.
They
must get that all the time." They're like, "What?" Because they're retarded. Right. They don't understand everything.
Right.
And then the guy on the other line's like, "You wouldn't happen to be a living island who's mentally challenged right. calling us."
This isn't neurodivergent island calling, is it?
But then the twist at the end is actually the island's normal and we, society, are the retarded ones the whole
Whoa.
Time.
Oh, okay. They were just a normal island trying to be, you know, trying to get understanding.
Right.
Trying to be understood.
So, or what if it was a movie, it was called Murder by CB?
Charlie Buckets.
No, CB Radio.
Coin Whoa. Boy.
And it's a CB radio enthusiast who, like...
Are you pitching another one? Did you cut in line? Are you pitching a new project?
I did. I'm sorry.
Well, he's trying to... He was not taking any notes. All right.
He's not taking any notes.
All right, Sammy, what's your pitch?
It's me?
Yeah, Sammy, it's you.
What about you?
No, I mean, what? You got to have one.
I have nothing.
You got you're a wealth of ideas.
I have nothing.
Every day. Okay, here we go.
Okay. What do you
hit? Hit us with it.
I'll figure something out.
It's actually society that's retarded.
Basically, because it's kind of based on a true story, but not really, but is it? Okay.
Okay.
So, there's a guy, he's working at a movie studio, and they've just made a horror movie that's about real life paranormal investigators, right? And it's made a bunch of money. And then it turns out that the writers of this based it on a book, but they didn't give the writer of that book any credit. They didn't pay him anything. They didn't say based on this guy's book. This guy wrote a book about the paranormal investigators, right? So basically, you know, the studio boss calls this guy into his office and says, "We got a real problem. We based this movie on this book." And then the guy said, "Hey, you based it on my book." But then the studio said, "Well, it's actually based on real life people, so we don't owe you anything from a legal standpoint, because if it's based on real life people, the person doesn't have a right to their story."
Right.
But then the guy who wrote the book says, "Come on, man, they're paranormal investigators. This is a work of fiction. None of this shit fucking happened, because there are no such thing as ghosts." And so then the studio says to our main character, "Your job, because we're going to have to pay millions of dollars if this guy wins his lawsuit, you have to go out there and prove the existence of ghosts."
That's so good.
Right?
I'm in.
Right? You see the premise?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
he's
yeah,
gotta
yeah.
he's going to go to some of the most haunted places in the world.
Right.
And it's not going to be real, but he needs this to happen or he's going to get fired. And the whole studio could face,
yeah,
you know,
studio
big,
could
big
go
lawsuits.
Studio could fail too.
So
They're
it's
not
a,
too
it's,
big to
it's
fail.
A horror comedy, right. While our guy goes and finds things and he's exposing some, you know, fake things. But I think eventually we're gonna have some sort of situation where maybe the writers of this movie, who we don't meet, have tried to. They've figured out what his mission is, and to kind of help him, but without telling him. Try to make it seem like this place is haunted, and they do some spooky stuff to try and make him be like, "Oh, I was here and ghosts are real," but then they inadvertently, you know, awaken something that is like actual, and so ghosts are real.
Yeah. With an amulet. Then,
with an amulet, or two.
I don't correct. See an amulet in this film.
You don't see an amulet? Like a necklace, maybe, or like a diadem?
Like a gold necklace.
Yeah, like an enchanted diadem.
Mm. Cuban link or Afikoman link, maybe?
But then, yeah, and then I think you would have some kind of situation where we discover the ghosts are real, but then, kind of like with all these movies, you ever feel like with horror movies where once it's revealed that the supernatural is real, people should be a lot more relieved than they are, where it's kind of like, oh, shit, if demons are real, then God is real and heaven is real. And so it's like, okay, if I get killed by a demon right now, yeah, that sucks. You know, I love living, but I now know that the Christian idea of the afterlife is correct, that there is a heaven and there is a hell. So it's not that big a deal. Like, I'm so relieved that there's not just nothing when I die. I now know that there is something.
I'm going to hell.
Well, maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, so you work for the studio.
But I mean, honestly, like...
He was a fixer for the studio.
Yeah,
obviously.
I mean, on one level, if somebody's like, you know, I don't know, burning your toes for eternity, you'd get used to it. And you'd probably just be like... chatting with the demons, and like it wouldn't be that bad, right, you know what I mean? It's like,
it's better than
like,
nothing,
it's better than nothing, it's better than just blank.
I get it,
you know what I mean? I 100% would be like, I mean, like, why do we stick around?
Why do we stick around this life?
I know I would befriend those guys, I've befriended my jailers, you know what I mean, in my day. So, 100%, I would be so bored with the demons who are torturing me that they would eventually like let me torture some guys just for fun because they think it was funny, and then I probably would become a demon,
sure.
And like then that would be my job.
Oh,
and like,
that's pretty sick. And that's a fine job.
You're working some angle trying to find work.
Right, then I'd have a job. Right. Then I'd have a job.
You have a job.
You know? I mean, it like, probably pays pretty well. I mean, not amazing.
But like, what if the demons were micromanagers and they were like, you're burning the toes wrong.
Right. Well, there would be other demons who'd be like, I fucking hate that demon.
I mean, no job is perfect.
We would make fun of him. Be like, oh, like, when was the last time you had a demon girlfriend? And he'd be like, that's not your business. I'd be like, oh, I think it's a billion years. Approximately, like, shut up, get back to work, and we'd all be
and
laughing.
That's fun, and
we'd
all we're be having
laughing.
Fun.
And we're having fun.
Now
and
we're
so
having
it's
fun.
Hell.
So hell
mean?
Is okay,
hell
right?
Is okay.
So,
I mean,
so we should be
right.
relieved
when we're revealed.
We should be relieved
example?
When we find
Wait,
out
like,
demons are real.
What's right? We should all be relieved when we find out the demonic is.
I don't know. You take like something.
I can't chill till I find out demons are real.
Like drag me to hell.
You know, say drag me to hell.
Okay.
Clearly, it all is real.
Right.
You know, like weird ladies from Eastern Europe can do real damage.
Right.
Because they can tap into some kind of power.
Right.
And that power is real. And so the flip side must also be real, which means that, like, you can fucking, you know, whatever, have in and out with Gandhi or something.
Right.
Even though, you know, he's not allowed to eat cows. But in heaven, in and out isn't, they don't use cows.
They don't use cows.
It tastes exactly like cow, but it's not cow.
Right.
And it's
so it's plant based meat.
It's good. I mean, it's magic.
It's heaven based.
You know, it's right. It's manna from heaven.
Right. Right.
It's
in heaven, bottom line, in heaven, even in and out tastes good.
Right. In heaven, even in and out,
right.
a pretty much low tier hamburger joint is one of the best things you can have.
Max, Louis
Sounds
lunch
like
or in and out?
I was afraid you were going to ask.
Oh,
yeah.
No. right. Louis lunch I would, or in and out?
Well, I would say so. I've only had In and Out twice, but it was like in one weekend or whatever.
Right.
Awful.
Wow.
Awful. The burger and fries.
For our Ghanaian listeners, Louis Lunch is a restaurant in New Haven that claims to have invented the hamburger.
Which is insane.
And I don't know. Do I have to define hamburger? No, our Ghanaian.
No,
our Ghanaian.
They
know all
that. Yeah, yeah.
In-N-Out is a chain.
It's
a regional chain. In-N-Out is a regional chain, my Ghanaian listeners.
My Ghanaians.
My Ghanaians. that's primarily in California, but there are some in Nevada and in Texas, I believe.
Right,
they open up in Texas, but it's
Texas.
It's a controversial
because there's so many expats from California.
Yeah, well,
Texas,
I think they just thought you know, In-N-Out has always been
Christian.
It's about the logistics for them. Is there a slaughterhouse that they control close enough to where they can do it, so they don't have to ship it over long stretches of, you know, longer distances.
But the
Texans have turned their nose up at it because they're all about Whataburger in Texas.
Really?
They're all about Whataburger.
I've heard of it.
In-N-Out has, I believe, not really been a success in Texas.
What's the fake Taco Bell they got in California?
Del Taco.
That place is good.
That place is good.
In-N-Out
is good, and you're dumb.
I might be dumb, but that place is not good.
Wow.
That's so crazy. Like, it's so contrarian. There's, like, literally no way you can think In-N-Out is bad. It's just not possible.
Maybe if you grew up on it. It's just like, oh, I love Shake Shack.
Right.
Maybe
you guys are so.
Oh, well, come on.
Shake Shack is better. No, my God.
Five Guys is better than both.
Well, Five Guys is better than both.
Oh, Five Guys. Oh, yeah. Five Guys is the best one.
When's the last time you had Shake Shack or Five Guys?
I've had them all the time.
Yeah, this guy.
I am all the time.
And you're saying In-N-Out is better?
I eat freaking horrible shit all the time.
It's a childhood thing.
Maybe
some,
we
it's
went
hitting,
to a bad In-N-Out?
It's hit. No, no.
It's shit.
I disagree with you. I think you go. You're too heavy on it. I mean, the fries are
so
famously
bad. The fries suck.
The fries are
right.
Like,
suck.
Like not,
no
not
one is
like,
gonna
they're like
no,
proud
I mean,
of it.
I'm
they're
not
like
an
proud of
man.
It. They're proud
I'm
of
not,
it.
Not like
yeah.
You know,
the
I'm
fries
not
are bad.
Brainwashed.
Right.
You know
okay.
What I mean,
okay.
I'm not in a cult
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
The fries are bad. The only way to eat them is to do them animal style, which is basically like add so much fat via sauce and cheese.
Right.
Oh,
as
you
to
look
make
like
okay.
The cop from Stranger Things.
That I've gotten before. David
you
Harbour.
Have gotten that? Michael that. Pitt, though, is the real.
Well, David Harbour I've gotten, but I don't like that one because I feel like he's like not that handsome.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, since he's done like all this like stuff where he's like a hunk now since Stranger Things, I feel like where he's
yeah.
like a stud.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
like
Michael
it.
Pitt.
Michael Pitt was a great one, but it doesn't really work anymore.
Anymore when you were younger, you were identical though.
Identical. I was mistaken for him.
Mistaken
in Italy.
In Italy with Haley.
With Haley. No, that would have been great. Oh, what a callback. Yeah, Haley Steinfeld. For those who were listening to part one pre-lunch, I mentioned that I met Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, let's get into it.
In Paris.
Well, and then we'll go back to In-N-Out.
So basically...
Wait, that's not who you were driving stick with, was it?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
No, is that what the kids are calling it these days? Hey, yo!
No, but so you're in.
So there I am. I'm in Paris. You know, Paris, France. City of Angels. And my friend has opened a bar in Paris, and his girlfriend at the time. They are no longer together.
Did you have to pay for drinks?
R.I.P. I never had to pay for drinks. No.
Wow.
I mean, I was super broke in Paris, so
right.
He always took pity on me. Yeah, they had food, and it was pretty good. So I would
you got
there
to
for
eat
free.
For free.
Oh yeah, everything for free.
Wow,
he's the best dude.
Yeah,
he's like always has taken care of me.
He was at your wedding.
He was at my wedding.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's a really good guy.
Right. No,
yeah.
There was no best man. Well, your brother.
Well, my brother. Yeah.
Your brother was your best man. Yeah, there was a best man.
There was no best man. I mean, my brother was my best man.
Right.
But there was no best man. Anyway, so his girlfriend at the time worked for Chanel. And worked in the kind of VIP department at Chanel, which basically means like the people who they send to go dress celebrities for events. You know what I mean? So if there's going to be a premiere, you know, a red carpet situation,
sure.
And you're a Chanel person, you're on, you know, under contract with Chanel,
sure.
They'll send, you know, some of their people to, you know, try stuff on, give you advice, kind of like Chanel personal shoppers, but you're not buying anything, just personal stylists from Chanel. And that's what she was. And over time, she had done this a while, and she had this kind of around this is after True Grit.
Okay.
Which is her, you know,
I mean, she's a child.
That's her breakout role.
She was incredible in True Grit, by the way.
She was great. She was great. Fine. And so basically, they became friends through this thing. And so when she was in Paris, she heard that, you know, this was a new bar. And so she came to the bar to check it out and hang out for a while.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, who she was with, somebody who I didn't really know anything about, but now is kind of semi-famous. She was with a gal named Nicola Peltz.
Okay.
Who is married to Brooklyn Beckham.
You just pause 1 second. Max is standing on the scale holding a slice of pizza.
Yeah,
What are we trying to, it's just a beautiful tableau.
Right,
I just want to give
the
visual. Yeah, we don't have video here. We're working on it. Yes.
Tennis gear. It's called Americana.
Right.
American Gothic.
Way on stepping on the scale holding a slice of pizza is just
in a tennis outfit.
Okay. All right. So,
well,
Nicola,
so anyway,
Nicola Peltz.
So, you know, David and Victoria Beckham's son is married to this girl.
Oh.
Nicola Peltz. I think she's an actor.
of some kind. But she was there too. And she was super – what was crazy was Haley was way bigger than her, but she was way more of a, like, I can't talk to you because you're a nobody person.
Oh, wow, right.
Whereas Haley was very, very nice.
Well, because she, because Haley didn't grow up in the, in a royal family,
what,
basically.
Nicola Peltz didn't. She's married to Brooklyn Beckham.
Right. Okay, you just said that. Right. Yeah.
I don't know what her.
Right.
So I don't know what. I mean, she's right. She was a nobody then.
But it's like the right, right.
But I mean, you know, maybe
it's like
maybe,
the gatekeeper.
Right.
She's a
right.
You know,
you can,
the
a little more
the zealotry. The zealotry of the convert. Come on, give it to me.
I'm not sure
give
I can give
it
that,
to me.
The zealotry of the convert. I think it's
is
more...
that the name of Peter's movie? The zealotry of the convert.
There's something there.
I mean, that's interesting.
But what?
No, I mean, it's not. That doesn't make sense. The zealotry of the convert means is somebody who is, you know, who because they chose to be in this thing are more passionate than the
right.
people who were born
so,
into
but,
it.
So
right?
she's
so
more,
it's,
right.
The zealotry
it,
of the
obviously
convert.
Obviously, it's not a perfect.
Right. What you really mean is, you know, like a person. A person closer to the like edge of being nobody is
right.
going to be more viciously gatekeeping or
right.
guarding
yes.
the,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The dividing line between somebody and nobody
sure.
way harder because they're worried about slipping. It's kind of like the middle class is obsessed with
right.
different, you know, with speech tokens that prove that they are different than the lower middle class
right.
because without these little things, these shibboleths
right.
that we exchange, we could be confused with somebody poorer than us.
Right.
And that,
God
that
forbid. God forbid.
That whereas
oh
rich
God.
People don't care. They can be the dumbest. They can you know not know, never read a book in their life.
Right.
But if they're so rich that it's obvious, it doesn't. They're not scared. No one's ever going to confuse them for a poor person.
Right, right. So anyway, so what do you call that? So the zealotry of the convert. So I was right.
No, I don't. I mean, yeah. So zealotry. Of the convert,
no,
sure, that's
no, no, no. Okay. So this bitch.
Yeah, but you know what? The coolest thing was that there was she had like a security guy who was like from Northern England,
yeah.
and that was the guy who I chilled with the most. Was
what's,
Haley's security?
What's
guy.
A Northern England accent?
You know, he's just talking like that, like you know, me man. You know, like I love fucking do this job, man. Like it's fucking great. Like, do you know what I mean? Like she's a fucking great fucking person. Like she's always a fucking never fucking goes anywhere. Do you know what I mean? She never fucking goes anywhere. She fucking like goes to the fucking event, goes fucking back home, fucking done. Job done, man. Fucking job done. And I'm like, you're the coolest guy. Like, I don't think you should be telling me that. She's going to this address every night and I'm fucking sleeping. When she's in there, completely unprotected. Utterly
all right, guys,
unprotected.
I got a heart out.
No.
Yeah.
All right, we'll finish the story.
Well, that's it. She was really nice,
and Haley was
and
there.
We hooked up.
That's no,
no. God, can you imagine? That would be crazy. Oh, you know, a little peck, a peck upon my anus.
Great. Well,
yeah. So there we go.
And then, what's Sammy's movie?
Oh, we
what?
Don't have time.
Okay, you had this in the bag.
No, I just thought of it.
No,
he was
no,
talking
no, no,
about
no,
horror
no.
movies. I was like, that's
shut
so
the
funny.
Fuck up.
That's
and
such
you
a funny
also
idea.
Have thought you've, that's such you've a brought
funny
it up.
I think a lot about
that.
Ghostbusters.
Right. And you had this idea.
Did they do it in any of the previews for these like reboots? Did they ever do like a high piano note?
Absolutely.
They did a high piano note and the theme slowly.
Yes.
They did it like
I remember that from Afterlife. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. In Afterlife's previews.
Yeah. I mean, did they, or you can just like see that so clearly? Because
I can
see
it. I can look
it
up on YouTube,
yeah.
like the Afterlife.
Thank God, I love
right.
you.
Boom.
Bum, 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 bum. Bing.
Wait. It's right
what,
here.
What, you're done?
I have tennis.
He's got
what?
Tennis.
My favorite band.
Don't fuck around.
I'm not fucking around. I mean, what do you consider fucking around?
For those at home.
For those at home, Max is wielding a saw. He is wildly gesticulating with a saw.
With his eyes
Now his eyes are closed. He's blindfolded.
He's very
he's
close to DV.
He's extremely close to
he's
DV.
Swinging
he's
a saw.
Very close to the water cooler. Looks like the router. You know, they're great damage is possible.
Oh, man, we have fun. We have fun here.
I'm
going to
go leave wild sawdust in your basement.
Great.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Max is out.
All right.
Thank you for leaving sawdust. Yeah, but you guys keep it up.
We will. Love you. Love you.
Love you. That's a gay thought.
Right. There you go.
Max has left
Max
the
has
building.
Left the building. He left me a Coke Zero. That's pretty cool.
Well, we're at an hour anyway, so.
Mm.
Really? Right,
you want to take us out, or do we have anything else? Muslim call to prayer?
Muslim call to prayer, tube and throat singing. I mean,
do you feel it? Are you feeling it?
I mean, I don't know how much your listeners are going to want to hear that.
What is it? I mean, what are they in Ghana?
In Ghana? I think they're... Ooh, that's a good question. I think I want to say Christian.
Yeah. They'll enjoy it.
Well,
it's
I mean,
a fun
tuvin,
party
tuvin,
trick.
Tuvin.
A little tuvin.
You know what I mean? But I will say, you know, tuvin throat singing.
It's gonna be rough if they're coming through the...
It's gonna be. I might have to back up a little bit. Off
right.
The, I'm not sure it's going to really go through.
Peter's got a little party trick.
You know, they're the horse lords of Mongolia.
Hell yeah.
Have a two-tone singing style, throat singing, tuvin throat singing, that is said to be impossible for Westerners.
Wow.
Never been done by anyone really born...
Until only, now.
Born west of Ulaanbaatar.
Wow. Where were you born?
I was born in Los Angeles, California, so that does qualify.
I thought you were
going
to say east of Ulaanbaatar.
Yeah, a little eastern suburb of Ulaanbaatar. Eastern suburb of Ulaanbaatar. Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm not one of you people.
Yeah.
Colonizers.
Whoa.
Yeah. But, you know, I can't. The point is, I can do it.
Wow.
I trained myself.
You trained yourself.
I trained myself. You know, I'm such a good singer that at some point I got bored of singing songs because
right.
there was no more, you
Where's
know,
the challenge?
Alexander wept for there were no more pop Worlds. Ballads to conquer. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I just had to
I
get,
mean, you have
I had
a great
to,
aural intelligence. People tell you this?
A great aural?
Aural. Yeah. Like, you know, hearing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A-R,
I mean, you know, if you can
A-L.
Do
I think
you can do accents.
Exactly.
That's a cousin
that,
of it.
That's
for
huge,
sure.
Yeah. I mean,
just,
languages? Are you good at languages?
Yeah, I'm good at languages.
Yeah.
Moi, je parle français, comment français, tu vois? Non, mais parfaitement, là. Non, mais je suis français, là.
Russian, very nice.
Yo, you got a good oral intelligence,
right,
too.
Right. Aural.
Aural.
Right, thank you.
You're horrible.
Yeah.
You have a horrible intelligence.
Right.
Sammy! Sammy!
Oh my
you
God.
Have a horrible intelligence. Sammy!
So anyway, but yeah, I think it may, you do have a lot of, I mean, the accents.
The accents.
The language.
Yeah,
the,
sure. Yeah.
The great
the
singing voice.
The singing.
The great
singing
voice.
Singing.
You want? You could do Oklahoma instead if you want. No,
know,
no, no,
I
dude.
Don't know. I don't right. think so. But you know, we'll see. I mean, look, and also to my listeners, I mean, particularly my Ghanaian listeners, it takes some time to warm up. Sometimes I can't do it. Sometimes my throat doesn't want to do it.
Fair.
But we're gonna try. We're gonna try.
Okay. That was
pretty
good.
Pretty good.
That was pretty good.
I thought I was in Mongolia.
That's right. The horse. I really want to go to Mongolia and have some like white boy stun the horse lords of Ulaanbaatar with a perfect tuvin.
Wait,
you know what I mean? That'd be
so sick. Follow-up video is white boy hung by tuvin lord.
White boy shot through with the fucking recurve bow.
Yeah.
The famous recurve bow that allowed them to conquer Europe.
Funny. That would be such a good
YouTube
video.
That would be like, oh, what are you guys are doing that throat singing thing? That's cool. Let me give it a shot.
Right.
And they're like, oh. They're like, what?
What?
This white boy can ball. The equivalent.
Right,
I mean,
right.
and I would also get
this
super.
This white boy can throat.
This guy, right. this boy can throat. The throat god. They'd be like, this white boy's
the throat
god. The
throat god.
Dude, that's Sammy's
legend,
movie.
Legend
the throat,
told.
Sammy's movie
the throat
is,
goat.
Is like, the,
goat.
It's like the last
the
samurai.
The throat goat.
It's the last samurai starring Tom Cruise.
Right,
but
right,
that's
right.
Like, it's
yeah,
Sammy's
exactly.
movie is
I'm
about,
the last Mongolian.
Right. Yeah.
It always, like the last ex always has to be a white dude.
Course,
like, last the Mohicans.
Right.
The last samurai. It's like the, you know. Only
shogun.
Only right. The, right. Only a white guy can really finally say, I think we're good on this whole thing. I'm gonna if you don't mind, respectfully.
Right, I'm gonna master.
I'm the best one there's ever been.
Right. And I'm ending this.
And
culture.
I'm gonna say no more after
we're
this.
We're calling it.
That's
it. We're calling.
We're shutting this down.
I'm calling.
Just like this pod.
The last,
the last podcaster has to be. I don't know, not a white guy. It's actually the one place where a white guy could not be the last one.
Right,
it has to be any other demo than a white guy.
Yeah. Right, and they come on. They're
like a I don't know what a Pacific Islander woman has to be the last.
The last podcast. You know? The last podcast.
A Bedouin.
The last.
A Tuareg woman.
So the last. The last
culture.
Horse.
Tuareg is not a real culture.
Lord. So the movie is the last horse lord. But it is just really a YouTube video of these guys going, holy shit.
Yeah, they're like, what? Throat goat. He's the throat goat. And I'm like, I'm the throat goat. And everyone's like, you know. And I'm like, yeah, it means I'm really good at the singing. We did other stuff too, but they were so impressed with the singing. Yeah, I blew a couple of guys. But when they just kind of
when they were talking about throat goat, that's not what they were talking
about.
That's
just part of their
culture.
That
was a different thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Men do it to men. It's a sign of respect.
Totally.
It's like
they taught
you guys
me,
don't understand.
You know,
Mongolians,
how could you ever colonize us?
I mean, yeah. Right. I remember I grew up in East Ulaanbaatar.
Right.
A suburb of Ulaanbaatar.
We watched so much.
Called Glendale, Mongolia. It's a suburb of Ulaanbaatar.
Tonight on ABC News, a white man entered Mongolia and never has been found.
Throat goat.
The throat goat. But how sick would that be?
We watched so much Naked
and then
Attraction
I would,
last night.
I would also get really good at falconry. Because they love that shit,
they do,
too. So
they
if
do.
I, and then, like,
oh, there
I just
was a
had,
great
like,
little
those, like,
documentary.
One of those, like, sleeves. Where they like land, and but it's, I'm wearing like a long sleeve, and so then I'm like doing like the, and then I go, and then a fucking falcon just lands on my. They would be like, they wouldn't just say this white boy can fucking throat. They'd be like, he's the one. There's a prophecy.
He's
there's
the
got to be some
Highlander.
Prophecy.
Yeah, of course.
There's
got to
be
of course.
This is the
is
last
foretold.
Like we're bringing it back. The Mongol Empire is back.
Is back.
Dude,
like,
and then
oh,
and
they
then
would
the...
call me Chingis too.
That's how you
that's
say
how you
Genghis
say Genghis,
Khan.
Yes, Chingis.
Yeah, you know that.
Oh, and then once the
Chingy.
Bird...
They call me Chingy.
Chingy.
Once the bird lands, the bird starts doing throat music.
Oh, shit. And that's the sign.
The falcon.
That's
right.
The sign.
And then the falcon starts.
Right.
Right. That's
this
the
is
sign.
A good video.
I could
this
do
a good
it.
Sketch. Should,
I
we,
mean,
should we send it to Please Don't Destroy?
Yeah, I guess make they're pretty hit. Funny.
They're
yeah,
pretty
they're pretty funny. Those guys are pretty funny.
All right.
Take us out.
Thanks for coming by for this another ridiculous episode of ridiculousness. With...
What about all that wrestling?
Oh, right.
Well, it's the same episode.
Oh, right.
Really,
yeah.
So we already
we're
covered
still, we
it.
We like it. We
there
still
was,
like it.
There was, yeah,
we
still
like,
it.
Wrestling.
I honestly, I did. I came in. Max was watching the end of this week's Raw, and I came in. It was like Sami Zayn versus Seth Rollins and but it was the end of the match, but there's still like 10 minutes in the
so
episode,
so
you know something wild.
They're ending the match so early.
Right, because the main event the main event is ending 12 minutes before 11 o'clock.
Yeah, they ran out of time.
Right, they ran out of time. Yeah, no.
We're
going to
end it here, folks.
No, you know
never.
That's not what, never. They got this shit down. And so then the Judgment Day comes running out, starts beating the shit out of Seth Rollins and Sami Zayn. So Jey Uso comes out to back him up, and then that's not enough. So Cody Rhodes comes out to back him up, and then Pierce is going fucking nuts.
That was
he's
great.
Freaking out. Yeah, Pierce is freaking out.
Hardest job in show business.
Anyway, I was watching, and I was like, damn, in small doses, there's nothing better than wrestling. You know,
I'm more of a big dose guy.
I know. I love it. It's just like so much sometimes. It's
right.
Just how
I mean,
feel.
It's relentless.
5 hours
it's relentless. It's
five
crazy.
Hours
I mean,
week.
There's talk about hardest working people in showbiz.
Holy
my
shit!
God.
No, these are the this is it. This is it.
Can't right. miss my soaps.
Can't
miss my soaps.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, y'all. See you on the next one. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks.
Happy to be back.
Happy to be here.